This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Launching into the third hour of the program, of course, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
We do have Skype. Our Skype username, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. Coming up, Uber is back in the news, this time for their self-driving car experiment, where they're apparently rolling that out in San Francisco this week. But at the same time, they're also refusing to seek a permit that the California government says is necessary for the project. We'll tell you more about that here in moments, but let's go first to your phone calls and thoughts. Ralph is on the line. And
you know,
whoa,
Alan,
God, you are loud, Ralph. Stop screaming.
I want to tackle the issue of all lives matter versus Black Lives Matter, because once
is this
again,
still an issue?
It is an issue when you have the agitation or the agitator, the protesters that are anti-Trump.
Are there still people protesting Trump?
Well, there are indeed, right? Except that the cold, the weather has descended upon us, so that's kind of like.
So that's over now.
Stopped.
Yeah, it's over.
Okay.
I didn't think it would last more than a month.
Okay. Well, regarding that, there was a sign that captured my attention or grabbed my attention that says, "Until Black Lives Matter, then all lives will matter." To that, I say, Black lives don't mean anything if all lives do not matter. To that, I say that. And to these people, this animal, the black one, okay, the basket.
Well,
of,
wait, hold on, Ralph. Before you go on here, now, you're a supporter of Rodrigo Duterte, aren't you?
Yes, indeed.
Well, so you support the murders of the drug users and drug dealers over there?
No. according to President Rodney, they are killing blacks in America, too. What do you say to that? Huh?
According to who?
President Rudy, they're killing
President
blacks
Rudy?
In America, too. According to Rudy, right. According
Rudy?
To President
Who's Rudy?
According to President Rudy,
Rodrigo Duterte?
Right.
Okay, so Rudy is the short name for Rodrigo Duterte.
So he's a fanboy.
To the person who asked that question, an American deporter who happens to be white, he directly asked that person, "Are you an American?" Well, that says everything right there. But moving along.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Who asked who a question?
Moving along, right?
No. We're not moving along. I had a question for you, and you dodged it. Do you support Rodrigo Duterte's murder campaign against drug users and drug dealers, alleged drug users and drug dealers in the Philippines?
Yeah, that's what you said, and we need to get rid of them. Yes.
So you don't believe all lives matter?
Well, what? I'm talking about in the context of this country now.
No. It's not only American lives that matter. It's either all lives matter all around the world, including the Philippines, including drug users, including drug dealers.
I'm not living there. That's the thing. I'm not living there. I'm feeling the cold.
Oh, I see.
Here.
So you're only concerned with you're only concerned with human life inside the United States. You, who has immigrated here.
Right. Within the context of America. Now, regarding that.
You're full of it, dude.
Is there anyone you love in the Philippines?
Do I have loved ones there? Do I have family there? Yes, I do.
So if they have the wrong type of salad in their pocket, they may be executed for it. And wouldn't you have a problem with that?
It depends on the circumstances.
The what?
Circumstances.
It depends on the circumstances.
Well, the thing is, you wouldn't know because if they were framed for possessing drugs, they're dead. They don't get to tell their side of the story.
Let me really talk about El Negro and the issue.
Nah. We've heard you talk about that enough. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Liberty Lampoon on the line from I don't know where. Where are you at?
Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oklahoma. Okay, I hadn't Oklahoma. Looked at the text yet. You actually did send that to me. And it's Aaron from Liberty Lampoon.
Yes. So it's ironic that that Ralph called in just because I actually wanted to call about some of your regular callers.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, specifically, Sarah in Albuquerque, who is I'm guessing she's a communist from some of the last calls that I've heard.
She has said, proclaimed that she is a communist. So, yes.
Right. So I heard you guys berating her, which is the correct thing to do with the communists, in my opinion. Well, not necessarily berating. I guess I would
I like
say
to toy
to convince
with
her.
With Sarah. I'm not right. trying to convince her of anything. You can't convince somebody that deep and somebody that ignorant of something. She is ultimately just a foil for the purposes of the show that we're doing here to make points about communism. Using the conversation that we're having with her to do those things so the listener can hopefully be persuaded to not embrace those ideas. Some people are just bad prospects, and Sarah is a bad prospect for freedom, in my opinion.
Fine example of a communist.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, every day, it's like a broken record.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it starts out with, you know something? And then it just moves on from there into, you know, whatever. You know, pedestrians getting killed left and right, according to her.
Yes.
And then somehow, she pretends like... So the last time that I heard her call in, it was she was basically making the case that communism has been made into a dirty word, which it should be. But then she goes on to say that, like, capitalism, for some reason, she's saying that capitalism, look at the U.S., capitalism is just as bad. This is what you get with capitalism. But the thing is, I guess she doesn't know. I mean, the U.S. is... You know, it's market socialism. You know, it is another form of socialism in a way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I just feel like that's something that needs to be pointed out anytime she says, well, we have poor people here. She's lobbying for more of why, in my opinion, why we have poor people. You know, you know what I mean? Like, why there are people on the street.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and she doesn't really even realize it. She doesn't know she doesn't really even know that much about communism. She just likes the idea of people getting free stuff.
Yeah, many self-proclaimed socialists and communism really don't have a clue of anything, what they're even talking about.
Yeah, and I think it was last night that she called in about a magnetic levitation high-speed train.
Yep, that's right.
And she wants the state to do that. And I'm just feeling like, you know, there's been a lot of derailments lately. And
I've been following train news.
Well, I mean, I feel like it happens pretty regularly, doesn't it? I mean, these are
I don't know how often maglevs derail, because the whole point of the maglev is that it's designed in such a way as to where it doesn't wind up coming off the track.
But there's not a place in the marketplace. There's not a place for magnetic levitation trains, obviously, because no private companies are doing this. I mean, it sounds like it's tremendously expensive, and, you know, obviously there's no profit made in it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, if the state can screw up anything, they can screw up a magnetic levitation train.
Of course.
You know, and, it would be a real shame if, you know, she says there's all these casualties happening because of cars, and all of a sudden, you know, there's some sort of magnetic levitation train accident.
Right. Somebody gets run down. Some bums on the tracks gets run over.
Right. I mean, the thing's going like 200 miles an hour or something like that. I mean, just when she's crossing the street, she's just going to have to look both ways several times very quickly because, I mean, it seems like that's a big problem in Albuquerque. So,
Aaron,
I just have a big problem with Sarah's calls.
She'll be calling back again, so she's in every night.
Yeah, I just
calling.
Wanted to get it out of the way before she came on. You
missed her, actually. She was already on. She was already on tonight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
You just missed her. She was on earlier, I think, last hour? Sometime in the second hour. So.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, it's too bad you guys aren't live. Maybe she'd call your show, too. You guys do you do a show called Liberty Lampoon, and the website, libertylampoon.com, is it?
Yes, thank you.
All right, excellent. And it's heard also on LRN.FM. Good hearing from you tonight, dude. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, man.
That's Aaron from Liberty Lampoon. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You know, some people don't like Sarah, but some people love the some of the chronic callers. Some people love some of them and hate the others. You just never know. Everybody's got their opinion. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and a choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Katie Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Coming up, the Uber, the latest from Uber on their self-driving cars, where they are refusing to seek a permit in California. And you know, everything has to be permitted in California. Well, so we'll find out what's going on there. Also, a little south of California in Acapulco, Mexico, is going to be the site of an Acapulco coming up in February. And that's, you know, just about 2 months away at this point, February 25th through the 28th. So right in the middle of wintertime at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo, you can join with a bunch of liberty-minded folks. Hundreds of principled anarchists are likely going to be attending, and many of the speakers will include Jeffrey Tucker, Milo Yiannopoulos. He's not an anarchist, so should be interesting to see how that goes. Adam Kokesh, Jeff Berwick, Roger Veer, Luke Radowski, Josie Wales, Derek J. Freeman, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, and more, plus Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, the man who's sitting in prison right now for running a website called The Silk Road. She's going to be there as well. You can get the full list of the unparalleled lineup of speakers over at anarchapulco.com. Jay, I think you said you were going down to it?
Yeah, that's my plan.
Have you been before?
No.
All right, it's going to be my first time as well. They'll be discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. It's February 25th through the 28th, and go to anarchapulco.com to get your tickets. That's anarchapulco.com. And by the way, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event, so we will look forward to seeing you there. As we go to the phones, to the fun, Surf Daddy Craig is on the line in California. Go ahead, Surf Daddy Craig.
How you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? Whoa. Sorry, you're a little bit loud. I think there's a problem on the network side. Hopefully we can get them to turn you down just a bit. But
how you doing? You got me now?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about anarchism and volunteerism, and I just kind of wondering what the future is of libertarianism after kind of a loser like Gary Johnson, you know, came through just, you know, on this recent election cycle. And you know, I came out of 2012 as a Ron Paul supporter with so much hope for the future of libertarianism. And after this last election cycle, you know, it's all gone.
Well, let's let Daryl W. Perry
say it's all gone.
I want to hear what you have to say as one of the challengers to Gary Johnson, the Libertarian presidential nominee from the National Libertarian Party. You challenged him in the nomination process.
And luckily, the Libertarian movement is much larger than just one presidential campaign or one presidential candidate or the poorly run campaign of one presidential candidate. There are tens of thousands of people that are libertarians, not named Gary Johnson, that are, you know, actually doing things to promote libertarian ideals. There are people in, you know, various state LPs that are doing things to run actual libertarian candidates at state and local office. And
who, of course, aren't getting more than 3%, but, you know, they might be spreading the ideas.
One
of
the state rep candidates running as a libertarian here in New Hampshire got 20% in her
race.
Well,
this is New Hampshire. I mean, things are a little bit different here.
Go
ahead.
Go ahead. No, it
my,
seems
my
like
point
there's
is,
a bit of a split with libertarianism. You guys like yourself, you're much more anarchist than somebody like me. I became a libertarian with Harry Brown, you know, back in the 90s. And then, you know, of course, that evolved into some of the other guys like Ron Paul, of course, and Andrew Napolitano. Those are the guys that I identify with. I almost feel like your idea of a total anarchist society is kind of pie in the sky, almost like a utopian type of thing you guys are after, in the same way that leftists are after their total one world communist society. It's pie in the sky. It'll never happen. And so I tend to identify with more of a constitutionalist like a Ron Paul. And it just seems like that wing of the idea of libertarianism is pretty much faded away.
Let me explain why I wind up asking for a lot more freedom than I think I will ever get from any government. When you go to buy a new car or even a used car, you don't walk in and say, I'll give you sticker price, knowing that you could get sticker price for that car. You don't say, you know, for a new car, I'll give you 500 below sticker, knowing you could get that. You ask for a lot more than what you know the sales guy is going to give you.
You mean a lot less, but yes, you mean a lot lower.
Right.
You
want,
discount.
You know, like, give me 5,000 off sticker, and the guy's going to say,
let me talk to my manager.
I can probably go 1,000 off sticker on this brand new Lexus. And you say, all right, 4,000. Let me go talk to the manager. Yeah. And then they come back, and you wind up getting, you know, a lot less off or a lot more off of the sticker price than if you would have walked in and said, I'll give you sticker or I'll give you 500 below. So when you're dealing with rights,
when you're dealing with
human liberty, you say, give me as much liberty as I can take. And somebody's going to say, well, we'll give you, you know, 10% more liberty. Or you say, let's get rid of every form of taxation. Well, we'll cut this tax by 5%.
Well, that's libertarianism. You know, if you look at, I like to refer to the Constitution because, in my mind, that's the most liberty that has been afforded to the most amount of people throughout history is through that, to the point that it's been observed. And if you were to observe it to an ultimate degree, in other words, if you just adhered strictly to the Constitution, you would have all those things. Or you wouldn't have all those things, I should say. You wouldn't have taxation. You wouldn't have
Constitution authorizes certain taxes.
Yeah, and excise tax.
It was George Washington, the guy that led a revolution against a 3-cent tax that wound up sending the military after some people in western Pennsylvania that were trying to avoid a 25% whiskey tax.
Let me come back around to something that you
that was
used.
Already outside the Constitution. Right off the bat, you had a guy in
right. So
know,
what good is it? The parasites don't follow rules.
Look, here's what I want to know, Surf Daddy. I wanted to clarify something you said before Daryl started answering your question. You talked about sort of the different wings of libertarianism. There's like this voluntarist or anarchist wing, and then there's the small government guys. And you had said that one of them didn't really seem to exist anymore. Which wing were you talking about? Were you talking about the small government?
I think of where how hopeful I was after 2012 and all the young people, college students and so on, that were big-time supporters of Ron Paul. I drove by the Reagan Library the day that they had the debate. And I'm telling you, the street was aligned with Ron Paul supporters. And
but which group does not exist anymore? Hang on, I want to talk further
with
you.
They're the Ron Paul type people.
If you can stick with us here, 855-450-FREE.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still looking for some holiday gifts? It's not too late to get your order in over at Tipsy Elves and get an ugly, ugly Christmas sweater. That's kind of their thing over at Tipsy Elves, to make ridiculous, outrageous, offensive in some cases, Christmas sweaters that, of course, you can wear anywhere you want, but you wear it at a holiday party, will likely be talked about and maybe even talked to, because I'm sure people will have something to say, whether they will say to your face or not, about the Tipsy Elf sweater is up to them. By the way, Tipsy Elf sweaters are all about fun, but they're serious on quality and construction. I really like mine because it does a good job of keeping me warm, and I tend to get cold easy. So whether you're a man or a woman, they got different items for you. Of course, the sweaters are for everybody, but also they have interactive sweaters for men, including beer pong and cornhole and some others, as well as full-on Christmas suits. Women, you get holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and pajamas. Plus, they have collegiate designs that aren't Christmas-related, just a completely separate category of stuff they sell over at TipsyElves.com. You get 20% off because you're a Free Talk Live listener. Listener, all you have to do is use code FTL at the checkout. It's a site-wide discount, so whether it's the Christmas stuff or the collegiate designs, Whatever you load up into your shopping cart, use code FTL at checkout, and you'll save 20%. It's Tipsy Elves. Go to tipsyelves.com and use that code at checkout to get the discount. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Back to Surf Daddy Craig, calling from California. He's wondering about the future of libertarianism. You said, Craig, that you were excited, you were very enthusiastic after the Ron Paul campaign in 2012, and you feel like the Ron Paul people, the young people that you saw lined up outside of stadiums or whatever, wherever Ron Paul would speak, would be a huge crowd. You feel like those people have disappeared? Is that what you were saying just a moment ago?
Well, to some degree. Just real quick, my battery's real low, so if you lose me, maybe I'll call in tomorrow about the same subject. But I just, you know, it was very disheartening during this particular election cycle, because it seemed like all of that enthusiasm, all those young people tend to gravitate towards what I believe is the opposite of what Ron Paul was preaching, which is Bernie Sanders.
What evidence do you have that the same people who supported Ron Paul were supporting Bernie Sanders? There's a lot of young people out there, right? They don't all agree.
I guess, specifically, I don't know of anybody that was a Ron Paul supporter that went the Bernie Sanders direction, per se. But that's kind of what I was looking to during 2012, that so many young people were gravitating to the idea of liberty.
You were disappointed with Gary Johnson, though, right?
He's no libertarian.
Exactly. So why would the young people who were excited by Ron Paul have gotten excited by Gary Johnson? I mean, there was effectively no candidate in the presidential campaign this year, except for Daryl, who, you know, wasn't a major candidate. There was no major candidate in the presidential election to excite the people who were excited by Ron Paul.
By the way, I did vote for Daryl.
Excellent.
I'm looking for somebody that will appeal to a broader spectrum. Anarchism doesn't really do that in my mind. Ron Paul, Andrew Napolitano, Harry Brown are people that come to mind for me.
Don't describe yourself as an anarchist.
I don't use the term, but I don't necessarily disavow it, because I've gotten so tired of telling people I don't use the term. But Harry Brown was someone that did use the term anarchist to describe himself.
Did he? Okay. He was very principled. I knew that much. Harry Brown was a very principled, liberty-minded person. I mean, I put him right up there in the category with Ron Paul, if not even more principled than Ron Paul. And so, I mean, if you're a Harry Brown libertarian, then so am I. And, you know, you ask the question, you know, what's the future of libertarianism going to look like? And I think the future of libertarianism is in New Hampshire, honestly.
Oh, definitely.
It's where libertarians, it's where voluntarists, it's where anarchists, it's where minarchists, it's where the people who want less government and no government are coming to, you know, combine our efforts together to create a more free future for ourselves. We're already having political success. So while libertarians elsewhere are scraping by to try to get 2-3% in any election, as Daryl pointed out, there was one libertarian who ran for state house, got like 20% this last election. This next election in 2018, because it's every 2 years here in New Hampshire, so we have twice as often to turn over the entire state house. Here in New Hampshire, there's going to be more libertarians running, because now the libertarians have ballot access along with the other major parties. Plus, you've got a bunch of principled, liberty-minded people, Harry Brown-like people, who are already being elected as Republicans and Democrats here in New Hampshire. So we have, you know, miles ahead.
As I hate the politics here on the left coast, I'm not leaving. Appealing as everything you guys are doing. Is to me out there.
How much more free would New Hampshire have to be to change your mind?
You're gonna have to get some waves, man.
Some waves. Surfing.
We've got 18 miles of beach.
That's probably
free.
Not good waves. I mean, you probably have to wait for
California.
Hurricane.
I'm six generations in here. I'm not leaving. You know. You know,
well, brother, there ain't much future for liberty for you then, I'm afraid, because California ain't getting more free in our lifetimes.
No, it's bad out here. It's getting worse. I've been running a business for 25 years, and the last 5 years, there's been a real sea change with respect to they out and out hate small business out here.
I've got a question for you. Since you do,
there is State of Jefferson thing going on. It's real.
Since you do live in California, I want your thoughts on the California independence proposal out there. The
yes.
CalExit, where there's somebody collecting petitions.
What's it called? Yes, California?
Yes, California, where they're trying to get the requisite number of signatures to get a ballot thing or get something on the ballot in 2018 that would say, do you want to vote on the future of California? And if people say yes, then in the spring of 2019, there would be a should California become independent?
Well, my first thought is, well, then where does that leave the state of Jefferson that's been pushing for that notion, at least to secede from the state of California? I was just up there during the summer for about a week, and they have their own flag. It's a whole different culture up there. It's pretty mm-hmm. interesting.
But, well, we actually talked to one of the folks from the state of Jefferson, and he says that while he doesn't necessarily like the idea that California would become more, you know, socialist, he at the same time also sees the, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, this is my understanding of what he was saying, he, you know, sees this as a opportunity for the state of Jefferson to negotiate with the other secessionists or the state at that time to sort
well,
of like, hey, let us break
I'm
away.
Saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. If you're going to... You're going to have the state of California break away from the whole United States, which I really don't see happening. You're going to have to talk about Jefferson.
Well, Jefferson would be willing, the state of Jefferson, as I understand it, would be willing to take California's place, meaning that they would want to be able to break away from California and join the union as the 50th state at that point, which would be nice because, you know, then nobody has to update the flag. Hey, Surf Daddy Craig, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. Good luck out there. Hope you enjoy the waves. 855 450 free. You know, for people that are into extreme sports or whatever, I don't know if you would consider surfing an extreme sport, but maybe some people do. It's not something I want to do personally, but, you know, there's like, you know, the surf, what do they have? The snowboarding. They've got snowboarding here in New Hampshire.
That's like surfing on the snow.
Exactly.
And at one time they called it snurfing.
Is that right?
Snow surfing. Yeah.
I guess it's not exactly like that because the snow doesn't move.
Correct.
But it is still kind of an extreme sport.
Right.
So,
and with that, you're strapped to the board.
Yeah.
People will tolerate a lot to live out their passions.
They sure will.
And that guy just proved it.
Yep. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. We got enough time for you, maybe, if you get your call in now. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you appreciate Free Talk Live, you like the work we're doing here, you like the idea that we're spreading the ideas of peace and liberty as far as we can, 7 nights a week, you can help us spread it further by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 per month. That's money that we invest into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board. I got some good news for our listeners in Anchorage, Alaska. You're going to be hearing more Free Talk Live coming up within the next few weeks. So we'll tell you more about that as the deal gets finished. But right now it's still in the working stages. I don't feel bad about saying that because we're already on in Anchorage. So it's not like I'm breaking any news as far as the station that we're going to be on, KBYR. So you're going to be heard more than just weekends. We'll say that. That's all I know at the moment. So, yes, we're constantly looking to expand our coverage, and the AMP program can help us do that. Of course, now is a great time of year to be putting Free Talk Live out there. It's the end of the year, which means it's time for syndication contracts to come up. So a lot of the syndicated hosts out there, some of whom are getting fired or they're, you know, having their agreements terminated. And that's bad news for them, but it's good news for Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Because we're not going anywhere. We are here to stay, and we've been in the same, you know, time slot the whole time we've been doing the show. So when program directors are looking for nighttime programming, believe it or not, Free Talk Live is pretty much the longest-running nighttime show in radio syndication at this point, in our day part. I'm not talking about, like, you know, overnights. We're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, so, you know, if we were to include all of the overnights, then obviously Coast to Coast would outdo us there. But as far as 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time,
We're the only bet, or the longest running bet at least. And so now's a good time to contact your local radio stations and ask for Free Talk Live. If they don't air, if your talk station in your area does not air Free Talk Live, call up, talk to the program director, and ask real nicely for us. And if they do air Free Talk Live, then call up and say thank you. It's always nice to hear from, you know, some appreciation from your listeners if you're a program director. Or you can also join the AMP program, or do both. Join the AMP program for $5 a month with any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard, as well as Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. And you'll get access to AMP perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group where you can interact with other Free Talk Live amplifiers and some of the hosts. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Damo Blast is on the line in Chicago. Or is it Gamma Blast?
Gamma Blast.
Gamma Blast. Okay. Apparently they didn't ask you how to spell gamma. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Right. Well, I heard you say a couple of times that Trump supported Duterte, and I thought to myself, that does not sound right at all. Is that what you're saying, Trump?
No, that's according to Duterte. That's according to Duterte. So maybe Duterte misunderstood or misrepresented what Trump's comments were. Did you have the exact quote of what Trump said?
Well, that's what you're saying. Trump supported him, but that's what it's Duterte's side of the story of the 7-minute conversation.
So that's what Duterte said.
I think what you're saying is not correct at all. When you're just saying Trump supports him, Trump supports his drug plan. Trump didn't say he supported anything. So I just think that's very misleading the way you're saying that.
Well, Duterte was claiming that Trump had. Let's see. I see if I can get the quote here. Duterte, according to CNN, I think it was, I'm sorry, I don't have it right in front of me, but okay, yeah. According to CNN, Duterte claims that Trump told him that he was tackling the drug war the, quote, right way. Okay. Yeah, I don't know whether that's accurate.
So if somebody claimed you said something, and then they announced it as fact, you'd be okay with that?
No, I actually told, when I read the story, I said that's what Duterte said about him, so... I made it pretty clear that was,
Maybe I have to go re-listen to the show, because every time I hear you just say, Trump supports him. Trump said he supports him. So I may have, I'll re-listen to the show then.
Well, I don't know if I said it initially, but when I read the story from CNN, it does say it here that it's Duterte who said that about Trump. And I did say that on the air. But regardless, now you know for sure. Jay. Go ahead.
Oh, you were quoting an article.
That's correct. So what did Trump actually say? Do you have the quote?
He didn't say anything. He doesn't have anything. All his team says is we'll continue to work together closely on matters of shared interest and concern.
So Trump did not come out and say, no, I didn't say that about Duterte. Trump has not come out to correct. You know, what you're claiming is maybe Duterte is lying, which he certainly could be, but Trump has not yet come out with a statement to say, I didn't tell him that he was doing things the right way. I want to correct, get this on the record. I would never say that it's the right thing to do to shoot and murder drug users and dealers in the streets. Trump hasn't made any kind of public statement like that, right?
He has not. Not that I know of, anyway. I don't know if it's necessary for him to do that to...
Well, sometimes if somebody...
Everything somebody says about him, he has to counter. I mean, I know...
No, certainly not. But, certainly not everything that's said about him does he have to counter. But when somebody with the renown of, a president of another country says something about him, maybe he would want to say, you know what, he's lying. I didn't say that to him. I don't actually agree with murdering people in the streets.
Right, so and Trump would go out of his way... Trump would go out of his way to post things on Twitter about newspaper reporters
who've said things that he didn't like.
That would say stuff, or TV hosts.
Right, it's not really going out of your way to type out 140 characters on Twitter. I mean, he does it often enough, right? So it's.
I can just imagine though, if he had done that, then they say, "Oh, he's picking a fight with somebody now." I think he would have lost either way responding, but yeah, I guess he could have come out strongly. But that's just because you don't come out strongly. Possible lie somebody told about you doesn't mean that statement's true.
I agree with you. I was just pointing it out. That's all. He had a conversation with a guy. Duterte's out there saying stuff about him, and he's not saying that he didn't do those things. So I'm just pointing it out. You draw your own conclusions.
He should say, I don't agree with killing people for having drugs. He should have to say that?
I don't know if he should have to say anything. I'm not saying he has to say anything. I'm just saying he's not. You draw your own conclusions from that. Thanks for the call, Gamma Blast. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. James is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Heads you win, tails you win, Ian Bernard. Trump doesn't have to answer to anything regarding the Filipino president. But Jay Noon, you want to know what, Jay, or whatever your last name is?
I do want to know.
Sorry,
yeah,
if I confused you with somebody else. You want to know what? Love is all you need. And
that's right.
You notice how these two losers that you're hanging out with that gave Sarah a great time on the public radios because they take comfort in talking to a self-admitted mental patient. And I didn't hear an ounce, not even a trickle of love in the two ministers' voices because they take great comfort and strength and their egos are bloated when they talk to somebody like Sarah, who doesn't know communism from libertarianism, from republicanism, from anything. The poor girl, I pray for her. She needs help. But isn't it interesting how I've been on hold for an hour? I bet they didn't keep Sarah on hold at all. They love callers like her. And again, Trump doesn't have to answer to any of the crap. But by the way, Minister Bernard Freeman, whatever the real name is that your parents called you, that they're probably glad that you don't use anymore. Again, the last time Minister Edge was on, or Edgington, isn't it? You talked about Pizzagate for 3 hours, but none of that stuff is true. That's why the mainstream media isn't talking about it. But see, you indict people.
Do you really believe what you just said?
And then find them guilty. And
that because the mainstream media isn't talking about something? Hold on. That because the mainstream media isn't talking about something, that it must not be true? Do you really believe the words that just came out of your mouth?
I mean, I think the mainstream media...
They talk about it for 3 hours, Jay. They talk about it for 3 hours. It's not true. But smears... All progressives have is smear itself. Like the last time I
we're
talked
progressives
about
now.
Daryl W. Perry, everything.
All right, we're just going to let Jay respond because you were trying to say something there, but he's just going on and on.
Well, I mean, pretty much everything in my experience that the mainstream media like really pushes is it seems to be for a motive, a reason to start a war, to create hostilities, to have people believe that humans are bad for Earth or whatever. It's always like, let's follow the money. Who are the advertisers? You know, I mean, it's just...
Who are the owners?
Yeah, who are the owners? What's their interest? What else do they own? Oh, they own, you know, Stuart Stevenson. They own General Electric, you know, defense contractors.
I'll tell
whatever.
You something that the mainstream media was talking about 12, 13 years ago, and that's weapons of mass destruction in Iraq that wound up not actually being there.
Yeah, there's all kinds of examples like that. Thanks for your call tonight, James. If you didn't get on, well, we can always call you. You can always call us tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you then because we're live 7 nights a week, even throughout the holidays. So keep us tuned in here on Free Talk Live. And check out Daryl over at libertylobby.info.
Yes.
All right, more coming up tomorrow night, freetalklive.com. In the meantime... Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.